Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
I recently read an article in the February issue of National Geographic about horned lizards in Texas. Their populations are being decimated, largely due to habitat loss and invasive predators. Most people probably think of horned lizards as species of the desert southwest. However, there's a species of horned lizard native to North Dakota, as are a couple other close relatives. I suspect that most North Dakotans probably first heard of them as horned toads. They're lizards, reptiles, as opposed to toads, which are amphibians. They were a common sight in pet stores when I was a kid in the 1950s and into the 60s. I can't recall any of my friends having one, but apparently the trapping of wild horned toads for the pet market was big business. By 1967, the state of Texas passed legislation to protect them from the pet trade. Other states probably followed. By the 1970s, they were hard to find in most pet stores. There are several species of horned lizards, and the greater short-horned lizard may be found in the North Dakota Badlands. They're around 3 to 4 inches or so long, with a rather broad and flattened body and short tail. Their skin is grayish to brownish, with lots of short, spiny scales, including rather conspicuous protrusions or horns on the back of the head. The preferred habitat for short-horned lizards in the Badlands is sandy, gravelly, or rocky, sparsely vegetated areas, where they feed on spiders and insects such as ants, beetles, and grasshoppers. They can move fast when disturbed, so sightings are often just a quick glance as they scurry across the ground, and their camouflaging coloration gives them the ability to seemingly disappear amongst the sparse vegetation. The Badlands are also home to sagebrush lizard. As the name implies, their habitat is associated with sagebrush on gravelly or sandy soils. The other species of lizard in North Dakota is the northern prairie skink, which may be found in the eastern border counties and perhaps a few adjacent counties. I've put links to more information on these lizards, including species pages by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.